Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to episode number 4 of the Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks Baseball Podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2023 Southern Arkansas baseball commit Karsten Poole, 2024 outfielder Webb Watson, and 2024 catcher Paxton Flagg. But with that being said, how are all three of you guys doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thanks,
great.
Awesome. I'm glad to have all three of you guys here on the podcast. Super excited to get this thing rolling, this collaboration with the JKR podcast, myself and Coach Brewster and the Arkansas Sticks. But before we kind of dig into your guys' careers and start digging into baseball, let's go ahead and start with Paxton, move down to Karsten and then to Webb. Let's all three of you guys kind of introduce yourselves a little bit.
So, yes, my name is Paxton Flagg. I'm a 24. I'm from Greenbrier, Arkansas. I play on the high school team here, and I've started the past 2 years. I got all state last year, and I'm excited for this spring coming up. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, my name is Karsten Poole. I'm a 2023 from Prescott, Arkansas. I've played with the Sticks for several years now, and I just love the game of baseball.
And my name is Webb Watson. I'm a 24 from North Little Rock. I go to CAC in Maumelle, and I've been playing with Sticks since like I was 13 years old, and it's been really, really a good family to be around, and just ready to get after it this summer.
Okay, awesome. Glad to hear it. So like you said, all three of you guys have played for Arkansas Sticks here for a while, like you three mentioned. I'm glad to see you guys are all kind of part of that family atmosphere. Coach Brewster, Coach Landers, and all those other coaches are kind of giving off for that Sticks organization. Like I said, I did that Sticks baseball interview series on my personal podcast and kind of got to learn more about the overall organization. And like you guys said, it's a very family-oriented organization from the outside looking in through my eyes. So let's, with this being the Sticks baseball podcast, let's just go ahead. We'll do that same order, go to Paxton, Karsten, to Webb. Let's all dig through on kind of how you guys got connected with Coach Brewster and the Arkansas Sticks.
I joined when I was a freshman, and Coach Brewster really just asked me to play because I have two decisions, and it was either like Rawlings or Sticks, and I heard nothing but great things from Sticks, and I was like, well, I mean, this is probably my best choice. I mean, look at how many people they're sending to college, and I was like, I have to play with these guys. Like, there's everything great about them, and I just have to do it.
Yeah, my first couple of years of travel ball, I played for a team called the MRT Rough Riders. They're coached by Kyle Slayton. And then whenever I was 12, Coach Brewster reached out to Coach Slayton and invited him to join the Sticks organization. So we became one of the Arkansas Sticks teams, and now I've been playing with the Sticks ever since then.
When I was 13, I played with a travel ball team from Little Rock. They were called Performance, and at the time they were partnered with Sticks. So my coach, Cody Gildon, talked to Chase, and then Chase invited me to come play fall that fall. And then ever since then, I've been with them every summer.
All right. So let's kind of dig into the relationships you guys have with those Sticks coaches. I know, Carson, you said your old coach was Kyle Slayton. Now he's a part of that organization of the Arkansas Sticks. So just keeping with that same order, let's go ahead and kind of dig into your relationships you have with Coach Brewster especially, and then even some other couple coaches within that Sticks coaching staff.
I played for Coach Kyle Slayton. I know me and Webb did this summer, and he was a great coach. I'm not gonna lie, he taught me a bunch of stuff. He was hard on us. But it was for the right reasons. And Coach Brewster, he's a great guy. I mean, I played for him a little bit. He's super funny to be around. He knows a lot, and he has a ton of connections. And I think he's great.
Yeah, like I said, Coach Slayton's a big part of my baseball career. I have a great relationship with him. Also, Coach Hall, assistant coach at Henderson, he coached me this past summer, and I really liked him. And Coach Brewster, he's just always been there for me. He talks to me and my dad at least once a week. He's always a text or a phone call away for me, and he's done a lot for me. So we have a really good relationship.
Yeah, like Carson was saying, Chase is always there for us. It doesn't matter. It feels like he never goes to sleep. He'll text me at 4 a.m. I'm like, dude, you need to go to sleep. But he's great. He's always there for all of us. And he has so many kids play for us. And it seems like you're the only one, because that's how much attention he gives to you. So that's really special.
All right. So for you, Karsten, you said that you played for Coach Slayton before he went to the Arkansas Sticks when he was with another affiliated organization. So what was that difference playing for Coach Slayton before the Arkansas Sticks compared to now when that team is affiliated with the Sticks? Like, have you seen a big difference there, or for the most part, has it kind of been the same?
Well, for the most part, it's really been about the same. He always coaches hard no matter what. He coaches to win. He doesn't really care about anything else. He just wants us to improve as a player and win as much as we can. So I've really liked Coach Slayton ever since I started playing for him, and even here recently.
Okay. So, Carson, I know you are a 2023, so I'm going to go ahead and assume that your travel ball career has come to an end. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I'm actually playing this summer again for the Sticks.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. So, for all three of you guys, for the most part, I'm assuming you guys all have one season now left of travel ball, with both Paxton and Webb being 2024s. So just going through all your guys' travel ball careers so far, I'm just looking back at all the different memories you guys have had. Let's flip that order around. Let's go with Webb, go to Carson, then to Paxton. Let's just go ahead and kind of dig through some of your guys' favorite travel ball memories that you've had, whether that's, messing around in the hotel pool or going to whatever it happens to be. Just kind of go ahead and let's dig through some of those favorite travel ball memories playing for the Sticks, or even for Carson. I know you said you didn't play for the Sticks there for the beginning of your career. So let's just kind of go ahead and dig into some memories.
All right, yeah, a lot of it is off the field. Like baseball, the games are great and the connections and friends you make are amazing. But like me and Pax and a couple shared Airbnbs this past summer because we were always gone. We'd be gone for months at a time. So just those memories, staying up late, just chilling out with the guys at the Airbnb, just having fun. That was honestly the best memories I've had in a while.
Yeah, like you said, there's just like so many great memories. I can't even count them all. And a lot of them are off the field. Of course, like we all make some great memories on the field, winning games, making plays and stuff like that. But the best memories are always off the field, like in the hotel, going out to eat, just things like that.
Yeah, as Webb said, I think it was the R&B part. Like, I love baseball, but off the field, it's such a, better memory. But I remember just this summer, we had, one house, and we had, a pool table and a ping pong table. I remember just cooking them up for, hours on end.
All right. So now with you guys, all three of you guys heading into your final travel ball season, like I said, what are some of your guys' goals as you go from, you know, this winter off season? I know, Carson, you said you played football. So now you guys are all in the off season. What are some of your goals as this 2023 season comes up for spring in high school and even for travel ball while playing for the Sticks? Just what are some of your guys' goals heading into 2023?
Well, for spring, my high school has been really close. I think me and Carson are the same class, so we see each other quite a bit. But we have been this close just the past 2 or 3 years, and we're trying to get over that hump and make it to the Final Four championship game, eventually win a state championship. And then in summer, I'm just trying to get as much exposure as I can, have as much fun as I can, and then win, obviously, as much as possible.
Yeah, my main goal right now is just to win a state championship with my high school teammates. We came pretty close last year. It was as far as our high school has went in a long time, but we got almost everybody back. We're trying to win state this year. But other than that, I'm trying to get as strong and as fast as possible and prepare for my college career.
Yeah, same here. Spring season last year, we lost first round, and I think that's unacceptable. I think we need to go farther in state, and with the new coach, here at Greenbrier, I think we could possibly do that and even win a state championship. We have a hard classification, but I think we can do it.
So how does that classification work in Arkansas? I'm from Indiana, and our classification system is a lot different from a lot of other player states that I've talked to. So when digging into Arkansas, just classification systems, when it comes to, like, I guess, region, district, school sizing, how does that work in Arkansas? Let's flip around the order just a little bit again. Start with you, Karsten, go to Paxton, and then to Webb. Just kind of take us through, I guess, what that classification system is like.
Yeah, there's in Arkansas, it goes from 1A to 7A. My school is 3A. We're a pretty small school. But I think we have 7 or 8 schools in our conference. And we'll have a conference tournament. And then I think the top 4 from our conference will go to regionals. Then we'll have a total of 8 teams in our regional. Then we got to get top 4 in our regionals to go to state. And then there is 3 rounds or 4 rounds of the state playoffs to win a state championship. And we made it to the quarterfinals this year.
So I'm in 5A, and ours is a little different from 3A. So we don't have like any like regional tournament or like conference tournaments, such like that. We just have straight state tournament, and it's just 4 rounds, and the first 3 are back to back to back, like each day. Like there's one every day, but we don't do all the regional stuff like that. But
yeah, I'm in 3A as well, and last year, our conference, we didn't have a conference tournament. We just played everybody twice, and then we went to regionals, and then if you win that first game of regionals, you're in the state.
Okay. So all three of you guys have mentioned it here these past couple of minutes when it comes to how your guys' teams played last year. But just kind of keeping that same order, how did you guys, like, just in general, as a player and as a team – in general, how did you guys play last season and then heading into here this 2023 season? Besides yourselves, who are a couple other guys on your team that fans there in Arkansas should be on the lookout for just when it comes to, you know, playing well within their region?
Yeah, I got a teammate. I play catcher for my high school team, and our ace pitcher, his name is Pierce Yates. He just committed to Kansas State yesterday. So, hey, he's definitely one to watch out for. He's a 2024. And a team we played, Genoa Central, they have a couple real good players. And last year, one of our toughest competitors was Ashdown. And Ashdown also has some really good players. They had Alex Kilbach. I know he's a lefty on the pitch in college at Henderson, I believe. And they had a couple other guys that are going to college as well.
Here at Greenbrier, we have one guy who played for the Sticks with me and Webb this past summer named Carson Zachary. Yeah, I know he didn't have a very good summer, but he's turned it around a lot, actually. And he's a pitcher, and he's gained like a ton of miles per hour. And he's definitely going to be our ace this year, and he's probably one to watch out for. So.
Our ace pitcher as well. He's a sophomore. His name's Grayson Wilson, and he's our quarterback, and he's going to go play high level football. But he's a really good pitcher, and like Carson was saying. Or about Ashdown, but also Harding Academy is really tough. They've got at least three Power Five guys and a couple more that could, but they're really tough.
Okay. So I know, Webb, you said you and Carson do play each other in the spring. Do you guys, either of you guys play Paxton as well, or is Paxton a different part of that state of Arkansas? Like I said, I'm from Indiana, so I don't go to Arkansas very much. So like, what does that look like when it comes to your spring schedule and how often you guys are playing each other?
Yeah, my
So
coach
I'm definitely.
likes. Oh, you got a pass.
Oh, I got okay. So we played CAC one time last year. They came down to Greenbrier. I don't. We're not too far away. Probably about an hour and a half. I think that's right. But I mean, they're very competitive. They're very competitive. I mean, we're a higher classification, but I mean, we did win. But they did play very good.
Yeah, I've
Yeah.
never played it against Paxton or Webb, but I know me and Webb are in the same classification, so we could easily see each other in the playoffs this next year. But our coaches don't really have an opportunity to schedule a whole lot of non-conference games because almost all of our baseball players play basketball. So by the time we get done with basketball, it's on to conference pretty much.
Okay. So what does that competition level look like there in Arkansas? All three of you guys can kind of dig into it since you guys are from like different areas of the state of Arkansas. Just what does that competition level look like when it comes to, you know, playing other guys who are committed to schools or even playing guys who are committed to Power Five schools or potential pro prospects as well? What does that competition level look like there in Arkansas for high school baseball?
But even though I go to a small school, there's still a lot of really good competition around because, you know, there's a lot of guys in Arkansas that play summer ball and they've played travel ball their whole lives. So there's a lot of really good baseball players in southern Arkansas, like where I'm from. And it's not quite the level as summer ball, but high school ball is still pretty competitive.
Yes, yeah, here at Greenbrier, we're more central, and there's still a bunch, like every game I'm facing at least 85 plus, and it could be from left, right, whatever, but every game we're playing someone pretty good. Like every team has commit, and they're always just someone to look out for, and we gotta watch for them. So.
Our non-conference schedule is always tough, and we always see really good arms. It could be even like smaller classifications, they're still really good. But like we played Southside B Branch, and they're like 2A, and they had a guy throwing like 87, 88. And it was just like, where did this guy come from?
All right, so moving up a little, one more question about travel ball, then we'll go ahead and move into something else. So for travel ball, you know, I know you guys are going playing for the sticks. You guys are playing at a bunch of different facilities when it comes to playing around Arkansas, Texas, even going across the country during some during times. So with all the facilities that all of you guys have played at so far in your guys' careers, where would be the favorite, most the best facility, or even the favorite facility that you guys have played at so far?
To be honest, there's just nothing like playing at my home field in Prescott. That'll always be my favorite place to play. But I've played at some really nice parks before. I played in Branson. I don't remember what the complex is called, but it's like has like the Busch Stadium, like MLB Stadium replicas, and we played there, and it was really fun.
I think my favorite place that I played at was from this summer when we went down to Hoover. I think the little PG place there, it's incredible. It's I love the atmosphere there. It's just you can see every field. Just if you just look around, you can just see everybody, and I just love the atmosphere and great players too. Great players.
I liked Hoover a lot too, but I think the nicest one has to be Lake Point. It's just there's so many fields, so many people watching you. I think there's just nothing compared to Lake Point.
Yeah. I mean, Lake Point is probably one of the most common answers I get. I feel like if I had to put bet money on before I even asked the question on what someone's answer is going to be, I would put Lake Point every time. Because I feel like four out of every five people I ask say Lake Point. And I mean, sadly, I've never been there. I've been to East Cobb down there in Atlanta. But no, being so well connected with the Arkansas Sticks now and being so well connected within travel baseball. And a little bit about me, I'm trying to be a MLBPA certified agent once I graduate from college. So I'll be doing a lot of traveling here these next couple of years as, you know, I go about starting my career after graduation. So I definitely, Lake Point is on one of my top short list of places I really want to go to down there, down south. Probably number one, number two of one of my places I definitely want to check out. But no, so the Arkansas Sticks here these past couple of years, what Coach Brewster has built, definitely built them into one of those top tier travel organizations that are amongst the names of, you know, USA Prime, Canes National, the Bandidos, all of those legit programs, top tier travel ball organizations. One thing that I feel like the Sticks do differently, that it is better than some of those organizations, is the Sticks Fall League that they do, because it just, you know, allows the entire state to get all into it. Something for just to build competition and to have good players playing up against other good players across the state that I feel like a lot of travel organizations don't do. So were you guys able to take part within the Sticks Fall League here these past couple of years, or did you guys not take part in that?
I've never really been able to, because I've played football every year. I've been disappointed I wasn't able to participate in that, though, because I've had teammates that played in it, and they've always really liked it.
So I wasn't able to play in it this year, but I played in it freshman and sophomore year, falls, and I thought it was great. I didn't play in it this year just because I just wanted to work out and just try and get stronger and everything like that. But sophomore year and freshman year, I remember – going up to bat, my first at bat, and I was facing an Arkansas commit, and I was like, dang, this is really what high school is about, and you know, it really brought like a big difference. Like, it's not just easy anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first time I was with Sticks was at the Fall League, and it was in eighth grade, and like playing with those older guys, they kind of take you under your wing, even though it's like a relaxed setting. They're so respectful, and I still have friendships from my eighth grade year with guys that are now like almost graduated college. Like, it's just crazy. And it also prepares you for, so me and Pax had a tournament in Fort Myers at the end of September. We're supposed to, because the hurricane canceled the tournament, but like that prepares you to take live at bats, and like nothing simulates live at bats than actually playing in a game.
Yeah.
And the events don't even matter because, you know, it's falling. But
so what does that average schedule look like on a weekend when it comes – this can be for Paxton and for Webb, since you guys have played in that fall league. What does that average schedule look like on a weekend when it comes to the Sticks Fall League? Like, are there games generally, what, Saturday, Sunday, or how exactly does that work?
Yeah. This year it was one day and you had 2 9-inning games, but the counts started at 1-1. So the pitchers didn't get killed. But sometimes if the game was going slow or something, they would cut it down to 7, or if somebody ran out of pitching, they would cut down to 7. But it was a good time.
I remember last year they did do it, I'm pretty sure, in 2 days. And some days you'd have just like just 2 in 1 day, but last year they did it like 1 and 1, I'm pretty sure. And it was fun. It was great.
Okay. So what was that like going to 1-1 counts? Like, I mean, obviously that's a big mindset shift when it comes to going, just starting the count. So you, Paxton and Webb, and even, I guess, Karsten, if you've ever had a league or a game where you've started with 1-1 counts, you can answer this question as well. But what is that mindset difference or that mindset shift when it comes from changing from 0-0 counts to 1-1 counts, just in live at bats and or games in general?
Yeah, you gotta be. Oh, you
gotta go. Yeah, I've never played in anything with that started with a 1-1 count, but I can't imagine, because, you know, baseball is 90% mental, so that's a big shift in mindset.
Yeah, it does take a toll on you. You got to be way more aggressive, because if they throw you a curveball first pitch, you're down 1-2. Now you got to fight. It's just a way different situation. It's just something to get used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does prepare you for like actual like in-game situations that you do, because like you want to be aggressive when you're in the box, and you don't want to just sit there and you don't want to watch. And so I think that's just preparing you to like hey, I need to hit this first pitch if it's a strike, you know, and it just prepares you for that actual in-game, and it makes you a lot better.
Okay. All right, guys, so I got a couple individual questions here for you. So we'll start with Karsten, kind of digging into your recruiting process, dig into football a little bit. So I know you guys said for football you were undefeated here this season. You actually did lose last week to where your season did come to an end. But take us through what football season was like. I mean, I know you said you're the quarterback, but I also see that the wrist brace on your hand right now as well. So just take us through football season, maybe that injury, and kind of how this whole season kind of shaped up.
Yeah, we were ranked number one going into the season. This is my second season playing quarterback. We made it to the state finals last year where we got beat by Harding Academy. And so, you know, we were really motivated this year. We were undefeated going into the third round of the playoffs. And like you said, we got beat by Rising, and it was really upset. But I think it was week seven. I was running the ball, and then I got hit low, and I just landed on my left wrist. And I knew it was hurt then, but, you know, since I'm playing college baseball, I knew this would be my best season ever playing football, so I didn't want to let an injury ruin it. I didn't get it checked out until last week, the Monday after we got beat, and they said it was broke, so I'm having to get surgery on that in a couple of days. But, yeah, I've had a really fun football career, and I'm sad it's going to a close, but I'm really excited to play college baseball.
Yeah. So with that injury, you did say that you are going to be available this spring to go play at your high school, right?
Yes, sir. I'm supposed to be back mid-February, so right before the season.
Okay. So what's that recovery process like? Like, what are some different, like, rehab things they're making you do, and what is that recovery process in general?
All they've told me so far is I'm going to have a cast for about 6 to 8 weeks, but I'm really just going to be focusing on lifting with my lower body right now, building up squat and just my leg muscles in general, because I've learned that that's really plays a part in power hitting and throwing hard and things like that.
Okay. All right. So you are committed to Southern Arkansas. So kind of let's dig through that recruiting process a little bit, kind of end you up there at Southern Arkansas. I mean, you are a senior. So like you said, you're done with football. You're heading into your final senior, your final high school baseball season. So just take us through your recruiting process in general to Southern Arkansas, and just some things you're looking forward to these next, you know, 10, 12 months.
You know, used to, honestly, I was a lot better at football than I was baseball. Baseball's always been my favorite sport, but I thought I'd play college football just because of how much better I was at it. But last year, I had a breakout season, and I broke my high school's home run record, and I started getting some attention. I went to a lot of prospect camps. Coaches were inviting me to those, and I ended up getting an offer from Jacksonville State in Alabama, and I got one from Southern Arkansas. And you know, I was really torn between the two. I didn't know which one I was going to pick, but I went on a visit to Southern Arkansas, and it just really felt like home because it was only about 45 minutes away from my house. And I just really established a bond with the coaches immediately. So I'm really excited about playing at Southern Arkansas.
Yeah. All right, so talking about college baseball, let's kind of move into the individual questions there for Paxton and for Webb. So I guess we'll just start with whoever wants to go first. What are you guys – like, where are you guys at in the recruiting process right now? Like, what's your mindset when it comes to potentially playing college baseball compared to not playing college baseball? Just whoever wants to go first, go ahead and kind of take us through those couple of questions.
Yeah, I'll start. I've gotten a couple offers from University of Arkansas Little Rock, and I talked to Noah Sanders for a long time, and I recently got an offer from the University of Memphis to go up there. I went up there a couple weeks ago. It was really nice. And I'm just in a spot where wherever I can find a place that I can play and fit in the best is where I'm going to go. Okay. I'm just going to take time to figure out where that place is.
I think that's the same for me, honestly, because I want to go to a college where I can play. I don't want to sit for 2 years and just watch other people play. I want to get that exposure like right when I get to college. And thankfully, I have a brother at Central Arkansas who plays baseball. He's a catcher as well. And him just going through all that recruiting has really helped me out a lot. And it's made me think about like, hey, like where do I want to go? Like, do I want to go close, go far? And it's helped me out a lot.
All right. So with all of you guys now being upperclassmen, I know Carson, you are a senior, like I said, like going into your final high school baseball season. Have all you guys, like, are you guys like leaders within your guys' locker rooms there for that high school team? Or like where are you guys generally stand in that when it comes to, you know, leadership within your locker room? Let's just move ahead. Let's have Paxton, Carson, then to Webb, kind of go with that rotation here, these next couple of questions. Where's your guys' mindset on that?
I try and be a leader in the locker room. I think that, you know, like if no one else is going to do it, like, hey, I need to step in, you know, and do something. And I, I think people like look up to me, like the younger kids, for like the freshmen, all the freshman catchers, and I think like I need to like help them out in their career, and I think that I need to be a leader in their like the role of learning and everything. And I think it's great to step in and try and help them out and be a leader.
Yeah, it's always been very important for me to be a leader for all of my teammates, and playing football and being a quarterback on my football team has definitely helped with that, because my coaches have always pushed me to be a leader. And over the past couple of years in high school, I felt like I've really learned how to be a good leader, and I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, when it comes to leading, I try to lead by example and then let the words follow. So I try not to talk too much about myself, and I just try to show everybody like what the right way to do things are. And these younger kids, I just try to take them under my wing and make sure everything's good, all the relationships are good, so that we can have a good culture and keep winning ball games.
Okay. So at this point in the offseason, I know maybe Carson, maybe your answer is going to be a little bit different here, wearing that little wrist brace you have on right now. At this point in the offseason, what is your guys' like training schedule look like? What are you guys focusing on? Like, are you guys, you know, taking a little break since, you know, it is December, kind of, I would say, the least active month when it comes to just baseball training in general. So what is this offseason training looking like right now for all three of you guys?
Yeah, so we're still going full time. We're going 2 a days, so we're up at 4:40 in the morning, and we're having practice at 6 a.m. And then we, after school, we got it from 3:30 to 5, and we're starting scrimmages next week, which it's gonna be freezing, but you know, it'll make us better. And our coach is really, he's really dedicated to that. He knows we can win, and we're trying to get better so we can do that for him.
Yeah, I've been a four-sport athlete throughout my whole high school career, so I've always been doing in-season workouts for whatever sport it was. So I was really looking forward to having my own off-season this year, but like I said, I broke my wrist, so I'm really just focused on recovery right now and getting healthy for my spring season.
Yeah, I play basketball, so right now I'm in in-season basketball, so I got plenty of cardio going. But I do in-season workouts 2 or 3 days a week at school, and then the days we don't have games, I'll come home and hit and do whatever feels like needs to be done.
Okay. How good's your high school basketball, or how good's Arkansas high school basketball in general? I know here in Indiana, like, I mean, we are known as the basketball state. So what's that look like there in Arkansas?
Yeah. The higher classifications definitely were really good. Like last year, North Little Rock had Nick Smith, Kale Ware, a couple other guys that were really good. They were insane. Both those guys went to D1 schools, but we're pretty good. We have made it to semifinals 2 of the last 3 years, and we made it to the quarterfinals the year before. Okay. So hopefully this, same for baseball. Like, we're just trying to get over that hump to make it to the next level.
Yeah.
But it's looking good so far.
Yeah. And Carson, you said you're a four-sport athlete, so I'm taking it football, baseball, basketball, and
track.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, I mean, there's a lot of baseball players that play track. I guess that makes sense. All right. So sticking with that same lineup we had, Paxton to Karsten to Webb, let's just dig into the next couple questions. So when it comes to people who have been influential within your baseball careers, obviously playing for the Arkansas Sticks, I'm sure a lot of those guys have been very influential playing for your different high school teams. But when it comes to, you know, just a handful of guys for each of you, 2 to 3 guys, who have been the most influential when it comes to just your baseball career in general?
I'd probably have to say my brother. He grew up always like a small kid. No one ever like looked at him like, hey, this guy's gonna be good. And he works super hard, like the hardest work I've ever seen. And to see him like go to a D1 college here in Arkansas, it was crazy. Like, just to see him finally succeed, it was just that, like, it was like a relief, you know, for me. You know, I wasn't even the one like playing or anything. It was great to see.
Yeah, my dad is definitely somebody that's helped me a lot. Ever since I was probably 4 years old, we've always went to the cage, went to the field, and put in work. He's always pushed me to be my best. He's coached me hard and everything. So, yeah, definitely my dad. And like I said a while ago, Kyle Slayton, he is my first travel ball coach, and he's really played a big part in my baseball career. And both of my high school coaches, Taylor Wood and Gavin McCauley, they've helped me a lot also.
Two of my younger coaches, when I was like 10 to 12 years old, their names were Rick Crousher and Matt Garza. And Rick played for the Cardinals, and Matt played in the minor league system for the Royals. And they were both really insightful in the game. And Rick was a little outspoken. You could tell he played in the major leagues, and they were both really good, and they taught me so much at such a young age that I didn't understand at the time how amazing that was to have. And now I look back on it, I'm like, dang, I should have soaked that in more.
Yeah.
But it was they're both real great.
Yeah. So playing underneath Rick, learning from him, a guy who, played in the major leagues, like you said. I know you said you wanted to be a little bit more of a sponge than what you actually were back when you were younger. But what were a couple ways that, you picked their brain a little bit, or just what were some of the biggest things that you learned from them?
He was so into the little details, and he was a pitcher, but he did everything with us because we were so little. And he would set us down. We're 10 years old, set us in front of a whiteboard, and he would draw up plays, and we'd have to memorize the plays and show it to him. He would call us up, and we'd show it to him on the board, and just things like that. And even drills he made, he just made up drills, and they were great drills, just off the top of his head. How do you do that? He was just a great brain.
Yeah. And then for Paxton, I know you said that your older brother is playing collegiate baseball right now, playing Division One. So what is your relationship like with him? And what are some different ways, obviously growing up, living every day with him and being in the same household, what were some different ways, you picked his brain and learned the most from him with him being your older brother?
Before he went to college, me and him weren't very close. It's the typical brother, we're always not very close. But once he got to college, I was like, man, I really miss this guy. And since he's only like 20 minutes away from me, I was like, man, I'm still in like touch with him a lot. We've grown a ton closer. And like when he's off from baseball, which he is like right now, me and him still we go hit all the time. And his goal is always he wants to make it to the next level. And like so do I. And so me and him, we just go back and forth on things that we think's right and everything. And it's great to just talk about that kind of stuff because he's a catcher as well, and he's learned a ton, and he helps me out probably the most in my career.
Okay. All right. So let's flip this rotation around a little bit. Your guys' cameras, moved around a little bit when we did that Zoom switch. So let's go ahead. We'll start with Karsten, go to Webb, then to Paxton. When it comes to when you guys are actually heading to school, so for Karsten, you're here, you next year, and then for Paxton and Webb, when you guys head to school here in about 2 years, have you guys put any thought into what you would potentially want to study when it comes to actually the academic and actually inside the classroom when you head to college?
Yeah, I've actually put a lot of thought into it. I'm thinking I'm probably going to do a general engineering course at Southern Arkansas. I've heard a lot of other people doing it, and they really liked it. And there's a lot of good jobs out there for engineering majors.
I'm going back and forth on sports medicine and physical therapy. I made up my mind if I go far in baseball, I'll probably go sports medicine. But if I go to college and then I don't go to the next level, I'll probably go the PT route and go there.
So I want to do like something in business. I want to be a business major, and it's pretty basic, but that is what I want to do in life. Like I want to be a financial like advisor or planner. I think that is a great job for me, so.
So digging even further into that question, you guys kind of already somewhat answered this question already a little bit. But when it does come time for, baseball careers do come to an end, do you guys have a couple of career aspirations or a couple career goals that you guys have for once baseball does come to an end?
I'm really deciding between two different things right now. Like with the engineering major, there's jobs out there available. There's a plant in my hometown that they're hiring people out of college right now, starting them off close to six figures. So that'd be a really good job. Also, I've worked with a lot of heavy equipment like skid steers and excavators and things like that. So I'd like to start a business to work with those some more because that's really a passion of mine.
Yeah, I'd love to stay around sports no matter what I do. I could be just be around kids and the sport that I love. Just any way I can do that would be good for me.
Yeah, I do want to do financial stuff. I do want to stay around sports. Like being a coach for like just a little team would be great. I think that'd be like good for me to like in my spare time. And I think it'd be great to like just see the younger athletes and try and like inspire them to like become something better, you know, and I'd like to see them like grow up and just make it to that next level.
Yeah. So when it comes to the relationships between all three of you guys, we'll just stick with the same rotation, the same lineup that we got. Like when did you guys kind of meet with each other? Like when did you guys kind of meet each other for the first time, and how has your guys' relationships with each other evolved here since you guys have met in the past?
Oh, this is actually my first time meeting these other two guys. I've never met them before.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's your first time meeting with them before playing with them this upcoming summer, right? Because you guys all three will be playing for the 2024 Sticks, correct? This upcoming summer.
I'm not sure who I'll be playing for. I'm not playing for a Sticks team, but I'm not sure exactly who the coach will be and everything like that yet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Me and Pax have played against each other since we were like 12 years old, and we were like on like rival teams against each other for a new trip. And then when we were 14, we got put on the same team and we both played for Proformance, the Proformance Sticks. And then our freshman and sophomore summer, we were both on the same Sticks team. So we spent a lot of time together.
Okay. All right. So I got a couple more questions here for you guys, and then we'll dig into the final three rapid fire questions I got set up for the final for every episode here on the Sticks Baseball Podcast interviews. So these final two questions, we'll be digging more into the actual on the field stuff. So when it comes to you guys playing on the field, if you guys were a scout, you know, watching your game, collegiate scout, pro scout, whatever it happens to be, what would be your guys' personal scouting report on yourselves?
Oh, well, I'm definitely a power hitter. That's my game. I take a healthy hack every time I'm in the box. But I really don't have a true position. I'm more of a utility. So I think going towards the next level, I definitely need to get really skilled at maybe just one or two positions to make it further in my career.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a level-headed player. I don't get too high, too low, and just I'm consistent. And my baseball IQ is very high.
Yeah, so I hope when scouts watch me, they see how hard that I play. And I hope that they do see that. And I also think of myself as, like, a consistent hitter. Like, I'm usually on every single game, you know, whether it be, like, walk, hit, or anything. But I'm trying to win for my team. And I'm an unselfish player, and I hope that scouts see that. So.
Okay. So when it comes to weaknesses, what are some of the biggest weaknesses all three of you guys are wanting to fix within your game before you guys either head to the next level or, you know, either continue to dominate at that high school and travel ball level?
Oh, I'm always trying to improve everything in my game. You know, like I said, I'm a power hitter, but I'm still trying to improve my pop and my bat. So from power to contact to defense, I'm trying to improve in everything. I consider everything a weakness so I can improve on it constantly.
Yeah, I like that. I kind of go about the same way, but if I had to choose one weakness, I'd probably say arm strength just because I had an elbow injury a couple years ago. I'm still trying to get back from that. So I'm just getting my arm stronger, getting my core and trunk stronger.
Okay.
Yeah, if I had to choose one thing, it'd probably be mobility. It really factors into like catching and everything, and I believe that's one of my like biggest weaknesses is catching in my build, and like I can't move around in the crowds, and I've been working on it a lot more, and my brother's been able to see a big difference, and so have I. So
all right, so digging into that last question before the rapid fire, so Carson, I already have a feeling, I already know this answer to this question. But with all you guys being position players and, you know, hitting three, four times a game, what is your guys' hitting approach, hitting mindset when it comes to, you know, you're on the on-deck circle, or you're walking up to the batter's box. What are you guys trying to do with each at bat? And just overall, what are each of your guys' hitting approaches when it comes to, you know, just walking up there to the batter's box?
Of course, you know, like my approach will change, like depending on the game situation and everything like that. But just on a regular basis, I want to hunt the fastball. And I like to take a pretty big hack. So, but yeah, it'll just depend on the game situation, things like that. And always two strikes, I just try to choke up and put the ball in play.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with like nobody on, nobody out. I'm a line drive up the middle type guy. Be on time for the fastball. Adjust off speed. Two strikes. I spread out a little bit. I don't try to change my mechanics. I just try to stay short to the ball, and live in that left center gap. I'm a left handed hitter, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
When I get in the box, I try not to think at all. I'm a big overthinker, and so whenever I like step in the box, I just try and clear my mind and just not think about anything. Because once I think about something, it's over. Like I've already been beaten, and I haven't even stepped in the box. But I'm always trying to be on time for the fastball. If they throw a curveball, that's great. You know, I'm still there on it. But you know, I just try not to overthink anything.
Okay. All right. So down to these last final three questions, the rapid fire I've been asking everybody that's came on the Sticks Baseball Podcast so far. So let's dig into some motivations. So when it comes to what motivates you guys, you know, get up out of bed, go win the day, get 1% better every day, whatever you guys, however you guys think about it, look at it. What are those motivations that just help you get out of bed every day and go win the day in a way?
One of the biggest things in my life is I'm a Christian, and my favorite Bible verse is whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So I just have to remember that I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for God. So that's a big motivation for me.
Yeah, I was really close to my great-grandmother before she passed away. And I always, whenever I'm doing stuff, I always think, will this make them happy? Like, will this satisfy them? So I do things for others. It's bigger than just yourself.
So yeah, I had a coach last year I was really close to. His name is Coach Joe Fitz, and he sadly passed away to COVID. But he always believed in me. He knew I could go somewhere big, and I just want to make him proud, you know. And I think that's a big factor in my life. Like, hey, I need to do this for him, you know?
Okay. All right, so when it comes to your guys' lives here in 15, 20 years, let's say everything continuously goes right for you guys. You guys continue to work hard, continue to do things in your life to get better. What is that perfect picture of your guys' lives here, you know, in 15, 20 years from now?
Yeah, hopefully I'm finishing up a major league career. So that's if everything went perfect, that's where I'd be, and I'd have a wife and a couple of kids, and that's all I could really ask for.
Yeah, all I can ask for is for my family to be settled and happy and healthy, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, same here. I don't want any of my family to worry about me. Hopefully I do finish up my MLB career by then, if it all goes right. But if it doesn't, you know, I want to be financially stable. You know, I want my kids to have like a good life too, where they don't have to worry about anything.
Okay. All right. So down to that final question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast, brought to you by the Arkansas Sticks and JKR Baseball. So this is a two-parter question. So with me being an aspiring agent, like I said there earlier on here in the podcast, I'm big into, you know, NIL, and that's something you guys could potentially get the opportunity to capitalize on once you do head to college. So when it comes to, you know, favorite brands, dream brands to work with, however you want to word it, what would be some of your guys' favorite brand? And then even a step further, your favorite baseball brand. So two answers here coming up. What are some of those brands?
I've actually said this a couple of times to my family before. I'm always trying to pack on muscle and gain weight and everything. And I eat a lot of stuff from the Kodiak Cake brand. You know, they have a lot of protein in it. So I've always said that I'd like to have a partnership with Kodiak Cake. So, yeah. And if it was a baseball career, I'd probably say New Balance. I've always worn New Balance cleats my whole career. I've loved New Balance, so.
I don't know. NIL deal would probably be like Dick's Sporting Goods or something. I go there all the time, and just to have a deal with them would be amazing. And my favorite brand is Rawlings. Just the gloves and stuff are amazing. They always fit and they last forever. So.
I'd say if I had like an NIL deal, I'd probably choose Walmart, honestly. Like, I think that's a good one. I can do my shopping anytime, and I think it's a great place. But baseball brand, I'd probably go Rawlings too. I think everything they have is just great.
Okay. All right. So, well, those are three pretty unique answers when it came to, you know, like the non-baseball stuff. I mean, I think I mean, those have to be part of probably all in my top five. I mean, I'd say my number one is actually another Arkansas Sticks guy, Drake Varnado. He's going to be a sophomore at Arizona State, played at Arkansas last year. His was Texas Roadhouse. They gave him, like, I believe it was like 45 steaks, or it was something crazy like that. And I was like, shit, man, like if I was a college ball player, like that would probably be my dream brand. You know, I mean, I love eating steak. But no, all three of those answers were great. I mean, that's always a fun one to end off the podcast. But no, guys, I really appreciate all three of you guys coming here on the podcast. I do want to wish you the best of luck here as you guys continue on with your careers, continue on with your lives. Just best of luck with that. I'm really appreciative of doing this Sticks Baseball podcast, just the trust that Coach Brewster's putting in on me of trying to, you know, promote the Arkansas Sticks, promote all you guys, promote all his players. I'm really appreciative for you guys coming on the show today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.